You are listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. It is Music Monday, and we're thrilled to welcome Bluefront to our studio. They'll be playing Old Town Art Fair on June 10th, but right now, here they are with Your Letter. That was Blue Front. I want to thank the musicians for hanging out with us pretty late. We're going to do, we have to take a quick break here. We've got an interview. We're going to have more music from you guys after 12:30 and have a chance to sit down and chat with you, catch up with you. I just read that one of you is a lawyer or previously a lawyer. And now, is that you? He's looking around like, what? Yeah, Paul. I think we're going to test your legal skills right here.
So we're going to have a law off.
Musician lawyer law to musician
yeah.
lawyer.
Yeah. Yeah,
we'll see. You are listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. It's Music Monday, and before we introduce the band to you again, I want to thank Bob Ferguson for once again making sure the musicians on our show and Justin Kaufman's show sound as great on the air as they do in studio. And we are thrilled to have Blue Front with us. They are performing at the Old Town Art Fair on June 10th, but right now we have them in studio. Here they are with One in a Million.
Can you help me? I think I just woke up from a dream. She was there, but out of reach and not quite as she seemed. One in a million. Can you help me, please? Can you help me? I think I just woke up from a dream.
All right.
Excellent. That was Blue Front with One in a Million. If you guys want to grab microphones, come on, grab a chair. Let's chat with you a moment and talk a little bit about the event you have coming up at the Old Town Art Fair and where people can find more of your music. And we'll figure out the third chair. Our drummer back here, we'll figure it out. We're just setting everybody up. No djembe. Sorry, Paul. No djembe.
Yeah, I noticed there wasn't a bassist or a djembe, both instruments that I could have easily provided had I known.
No.
There was a need, but whatever.
What? Oh, there goes my phone again. Hold on, let me get rid of that. Reverend Livingston, do you play any musical instruments?
I used to play keyboards.
Oh, really?
It's been a long time, though.
I've never played any instruments at all. One of you can sit down. I know it's like musical chairs now. I feel like you're both standing at attention. That microphone's yours. Go ahead and grab that seat. And now I'm trying to find out. Now
you play the keyboards?
It's Alan.
I'm Alan. Yeah.
You're Alan.
A little bit. Yeah.
Reverend Livingston plays the keyboard. See, I think they could use a djembe, maybe a keyboard.
We could have. Yeah, me and the Reverend could have added.
If we want to share microphones over there, we can just share. Do you guys want to share that one microphone there, or move over? We're doing all kinds of furniture moving on throughout the studio. Now Bob Ferguson not only has to make sure the musicians sound good, but he's got to move furniture and wires and all kinds of stuff. So we have Alan, who is. Are you trying to figure out those headphones? How's that? Are they not plugged in? There might be volume control right there. I talk loud enough for you to be able to hear me if you want to.
Got it.
There you go.
And and you are, sir?
Jason.
Hey, Jason, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
And over here, drums?
I'm Nick.
Hey, Nick. So we have Alan, Jason, and Nick all in the studio with us on microphones. So Alan, tell me a little bit about Blue Front. Where did this come from?
The name Blue Front?
The whole band. If you want to tell me about where the name came from.
Blue Front just came from just wanting to start writing songs and playing, and that's how it started. And I've known Jason for, I don't know, 12, 13, 14 years.
Good enough there.
It's not a quiz. He's like
wrong. It was 11 and a half.
Thinking of everything at that time.
We have the evidence right here. It was 11 and a half years.
I'm not testing.
You
anybody.
Failed.
Where are you from originally, Nick? I mean, Alan. So, Nick, I'll get to it. Here, I asked Nick first. Nick, where are you from?
I grew up in Morton Grove, Illinois.
Thank you. Can you please put on the board that someone from a suburb gave us the specific
actual
suburb? Yeah, we're very excited about that. I used to go to the movies over there. There used to be a Dollar Theater. You're probably too young to remember the Dollar Theater. It's not like where Shoe Carnival is. Not even kidding a little bit.
I didn't.
Was it the Pike?
Oh, yeah. I know where you're talking about, on Dempster.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
see,
I went there a couple times.
There was a Sports Mart across the street.
That's right.
And that's gone.
Then it was a Sports Authority.
I went there.
And then you went to the carnival. It wasn't any carnival.
It was a shoe carnival. That's the kind of carnival
You paid to see different shoes?
That was almost entertaining as the movie theater.
Oh, come on. I think I saw Die Hard at that movie. I'm pretty sure when I was a kid, I'm almost certain I saw Die Hard.
I think I saw Dennis the Menace from like 93 there.
See, this is what I'm saying. That's
Walter Matthau.
Who was Dennis?
It was
That little Mason kid.
Yeah, I can't remember who played. I don't remember
Mason
at all.
Mason Gamble or some.
Wow, look at that with pulling that.
That's pretty good.
You didn't even know. Wow, information you didn't even know he had to have. He came ready. He's like, if I get quizzed on movies that came out and possibly showed at the Morton Grove Theater.
Yes. For a dollar.
He just said Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah. I know. I would have believed. I would be like, yeah, that sounds right.
Home Alone 2. What is Home Alone 2?
Jason, where are you from originally?
Colorado Springs.
I love Colorado Springs. I'm not saying that sarcastically. Not just because the Air Force Academy is there, but that's a little bit of it.
Yeah.
What brought you to Chicago?
Music.
Really?
Yeah.
Just kind of got tired of playing out in the mountains.
Yeah, it's one of the bigger city.
That makes sense.
Everything you used to mail in for when you were a kid was in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Do you remember that?
And Pueblo, New Mexico.
Yeah. Well, Pueblo, Mexico. Yeah, you're right.
I know I'm
you're
right.
I'm like, these are the coolest places, but will my letter get there in time?
Well, you should go to Colorado Springs and see if it's arrived.
I didn't send anything.
Road trip.
I wasn't allowed to spend 12 cents on stamps back then.
Wow, you're older than me.
Well, I just threw that number out. It was 11 and a half years ago when Alan met everybody.
But you got your seahorses, right?
Yes.
It did.
Did you didn't get your pet rock, though.
I didn't that get a pepper Puebla. Rock.
You know why?
Were.
It was supposed to go to Colorado Springs. You sent it to Puebla.
I sent it to the wrong place. Return to sender is what I got back.
That's right. How long have you lived in Chicago, Jason?
17 years.
Wow. Yeah. So do you still have family in Colorado Springs?
Just my parents and my brother and his family.
Just those guys.
Yeah, just them.
Just, you know, the core of my
just
family.
Just my family, yes.
I mean, we're a small family, so.
Just the people I'm related to most closely. do you get back often?
Not really, not that often.
You don't miss it?
I do a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I love it here.
It's no Chicago.
It's not, well, it's, that, they're, it's you know, apples and oranges.
Apples and apricots.
Apples and watermelon, even, I would say. Yeah.
Which one's?
I'm not sure. I think Chicago's the watermelon. Got a lot of seeds. If it's not ripe, it's too mushy. Mm. This got weird. Alan, where are you from originally?
I'm from Glencoe.
Okay.
They have a theater there too. It's turned into a
it's kind of a deal.
I got married in Glencoe.
Sock factory, huh?
I got married in Glencoe.
Did you?
Saints Faith Hope and Charity Church up by there.
Wow.
It's a beautiful church.
Alan's been there, right? To the truth.
I
wrong answer again.
I feel like he's pleading the fifth on that.
Crickets.
So, Alan, you're the attorney of the band?
Former.
I don't represent the band, but I am.
Of the band. I did seem to phrase it that way, didn't I? What kind of law did you practice?
This is going to put everyone to sleep, asset-backed financing.
So corporate law?
Corporate. But
my dad wanted me to grow up to be you, just so you know.
That you chose the right
path. I chose right. Yeah. I kept telling him it was going to be civil liberties law, and he's like, don't bother then. So I didn't.
No, that would have been a better, yeah.
Better choice. How long were you practicing law?
I practiced for probably 12 years.
Okay. You just couldn't.
Just when you met. It was right around the time you guys met.
It's just a big
circle.
He's
the reason you quit.
Yeah. Exactly.
I needed a lawyer. He needed a guitar teacher. You know, it just worked out.
It's like a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup right here.
Yeah. Perfect band introduction.
It really is. So you, were you playing music, you know, going to open mics? What were you doing in the meantime while you were practicing law?
Nothing.
You didn't write music. You didn't.
It was hard to do anything. I would just exhausted and horrible. And then I met someone who sort of inspired. I always thought I should be doing that in some way. And I met someone who inspired me. And I sort of followed her band around and played here and there with them. And then I said, "Well, I'm just gonna try it." So then I remember going to my first open mic at the Gallery Cabaret.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
I was scared out of my mind. And then,
I can imagine.
Yeah.
Well, especially when you decided this is the path. What's that first time going to feel like, you know?
You chase that rush for the rest of your life.
Oh, God, yeah. Don't even get me started.
I still remember. I remember the first song I played that night. And
Bodine's?
No, it was
mine was Bodine's.
It was not the Bodine's. They might still, but they had an all, every other week they would have a original music open mic.
Oh, okay. So you played one of your own?
I see you,
you're influenced by Tim Reynolds. I see that. Is that accurate?
Did you not write this bio?
Is this accurate?
I did not write the bio. But
Exhibit A, counselor.
I can neither confirm nor deny that. So someone said it, and I said, that sounds great. Thank you.
That's funny you say that, because when I was in one of my bands, we actually toured with Tim Reynolds, and I got to open for him. And his band, Tim Reynolds 3 or something like that, TR3 or TR5. I didn't know any of his songs, but...
You can play.
So, but if you guys are looking for a guitarist or a bassist, I just want to throw that out there.
We are looking for a bassist.
So.
Paul, just saying.
I'm a jobber. Yeah, we'll talk.
We had someone in mind, but he severed a tendon in his hand. So he's been out of commission for a few months.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so it'd be a temporary gig?
Oh.
No. I'll have you talk to my lawyer.
Well, he never panned out. That was the reason why
we're still
a trio.
We're open.
Do you want to pick up some instruments over there?
We'll see.
All right, then.
Well, the two lawyers can work it out.
By the way.
Oh, nothing will happen then.
Reverend Livingston plays keyboards, so if you're looking for keyboards.
We're a package deal.
Yeah. That's right. Paul and I go together.
Okay. Yeah.
That's right.
I play a mean triangle.
There you go.
Also, I can download music on my phone. Let's take a quick break here and catch up more with Blue Front. They're playing at the Old Town Art Fair June 10th. More with our guests when we come back on 720 WGN. Is this your jam?
No, because he's calling back to my first open mic, Bodine's. But it was...
Bodine's.
It was a different Bodine song.
What? There's another Bodine song? Get out of town.
What are you talking about?
No
way. Got so many.
That's comedian, musician, and attorney, comedian, well, I call him comedian Paul Farvar, Esquire.
Esquire to you, yeah.
Also podcast host of Singles Only.
Yeah.
Available on iTunes. And Esmeralda was on, was co-hosting today,
yeah,
so that's a lot of fun.
Yeah, she crushed it today.
I was telling him that I think that it doesn't have to be when I can't do it. I think Esmeralda's excellent. She has a better, I think because I'm so far removed from relationships. I mean, like, I have Esmeralda, you've been in the trenches much more, you know.
Recently.
More recently.
More recently, yeah.
Than
she,
I have.
She lets stuff pass a little quicker, but we had an interesting one today with a comedian, and Esmeralda did a great job. But I like having someone that hasn't been in the relation or dating world in a while, too. So
okay,
it's
yeah,
like,
but the whole time I'm like, what? What's this thing? Tinder? Swiping? Uh-oh. What? Yeah. No, I mean, I'm just, I'm fascinated by all the, I'm fascinated by how frank some of the, I mean, obviously yeah. We talked to a couple of porn stars, so they were very frank about
right.
their physical relationships.
People
but
get comfortable.
That's neither here nor there. That's not, are you guys, single, married, Nick? Come closer to your microphone first.
Oh, I live with my girlfriend. She's okay. Been together like 5 years.
Okay. So, how long before you guys moved in together?
About 2.5. All so right. I guess about half that
and
time.
I think that's fine. I mean, you know, which commandment says, you know, they say you're yeah. living in sin. I don't know which one says thou shalt not have half off your rent. I don't know.
It's true.
Not yeah. often I get to do my material yeah. on the show, Esmeralda. I had that one right in my pocket. I'm just gonna pull out a punchline from my back.
Where's the drum?
Oh yeah. It's back there.
My arms aren't that long.
He's gotta throw his sticks at the kit. How about you, Jason?
I'm married with 2 kids.
Now do you live in the city?
South suburb.
Ooh, South Suburbs. Yeah. I'm not going to ask you specifically which ones.
Technically Alsip, but we're near like Palos Heights.
Do you have like into territorial battles with Alsip?
We're actually in an annex that we're surrounded by Palos, but we're technically Alsip.
But you want to keep your independence.
Well, we have sidewalks. They don't.
You'd be surprised how, wherever commodity that is in so many suburbs.
Like, sidewalks?
Sidewalks. Yeah. It's bizarre. Yeah. Whenever I drive through, I'm like, where do kids ride their bikes and
well,
go for
the ones
for a
that
walk?
Don't have sidewalks, that's a different...
Yeah.
Yeah, different area.
They're out on the highways and stuff.
Yeah.
Very strange. How long, Nick, you're the newest member of Blue Front?
I am, yeah.
And how do you like it so far?
It's all right.
It's all right. I'll stay.
No, I'm just kidding. It's really fun.
And you guys have an event coming up. You're playing at the Old Town Art Fair?
Yeah, on Saturday the 10th.
Excellent. And 11. Go ahead.
11:30
a.m. or p.m.?
A.m. on the main stage.
Oh, very nice. Because at 11:30, I'm going to tell you something about that art fair. People get rowdy.
Well, there's 3 different art fairs that people get them all confused.
But the
right?
Old Town Art Fair is on, I believe it's on Wells.
No, this is north of
then
Wells.
You're right.
This
I am like confused.
The, yeah, that's just you're thinking of the rowdy one.
Yeah. I am thinking of the rowdy one.
This is like the Clark Lincoln juxtaposition.
Yeah. Yeah. This is our 3rd year playing, and the 1st year people said, we couldn't find you. We walked up and down Wells looking for you. I said, right.
Are they there. Happening on the same day?
Yeah, yep. They happen right at the same
that's
time.
That's not all right.
People go from all 3 of them.
I
got
to talk to somebody.
Area.
I got to talk to somebody about Mike, can you write a note that we need to separate those out?
Yes,
who
I
do
will.
I talk to?
It's
who
been
the officials?
An ongoing battle.
Okay, so you're at the one that's at Clark and Lincoln? Clark and what?
It's sort of this huge...
They block off a ton of streets.
Yeah, it's just... It's I know where it is, actually. It's
will you take all the listeners who are looking
yeah,
for
Yeah, so
Blue
when
Front?
You go down Lincoln and Lincoln and Wells meet, it's right before that, just north of there. You'll see an entranceway. And I forgot the street name, but it's right there. It's a smaller street, and that's the festival. And then if you keep going straight on Wells, you'll hit Wells Street Festival. And then there used to be St. Michael's Festival that was also... on the same
Can
corner.
You tell me about all the street fairs going? I'm kidding.
I have a website. It's called paulsfestivals.biz.
Better call Paul.
Yeah.
So, Alan, you guys have this event coming up on Saturday, but what? Where can people find more of your music online?
Bluefrontmusic.com, and there are links there to Facebook, Bandcamp, and Instagram.
Excellent. And I know we're going to hear another song after the news. I think that you and Storefront, I think Bluefront and Store and Front Room Donuts.
Front Room Donuts.
And should get together. I think I see a beautiful relationship building here. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. Coming up, This Saturday, our band Blue Front is playing at Old Town Art Fair. That's on June 10th. Right now, they're live in our studio playing Last Goodbye.
You wouldn't know me, but I'm the one you said you were looking for. Tell me why you turned me away. When I come to your door, arms wide open, reaching for you. The very thing he asked me to do. This is our last goodbye, the last time you're gonna see me cry for you. Not good enough, don't measure up. It takes the ending to uncover. I will not pay, no, not one day, for the sins of another. But I was always such a fool for you. Once in a blue moon, a fool sees through. This is our last goodbye, the last time you're gonna see me cry for you.
That was Blue Front. Some great music. Again, catch them at the Old Town Art Fair, June 10th. And comedian Paul Farvar will give you the longitude, latitude of exactly where their stage is going to be over by there.
Over by there Clark on Lincoln. Where Lincoln and Clark meet. I think the street's called Park Street, but it's right there. You'll see the sign. You get in on Lincoln
but
Avenue.
But it's not on Wells.
Not Wells Street. Different Wells. Festival.
On Wells the same
Street
day.
Art Fair. Same day.
They're three all together on the same day.
That's correct. That's all within a 1 mile radius.